And welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, better known as Quest Youth Radio, which is, that'd be great. Music is like poetry, and it has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. Words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definition. News can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now I'm asking you to pull back the curtain of our musical curtain and see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you are sure to find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed vibration. And so once again, I thank you for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Good morning and wake up. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked to 89.5 WSOU. Now this morning, Walter Pierce, our host, is going to be talking about getting into the roots and definitely good times. Okay, he's talking about the actor John Amos, New Jersey native, for his Diamond segment this morning. Now, he will then transition into his next featured segment of definitions, where the word investing will be explained and examined. Our show doesn't end without a curtain segment featuring the very gifted singer Luther Vandross, and we will highlight our chain of events with another lesson, right, presented by Dr. Richard Bombay, yours truly, and we will also present our featured guest, Antoinette Montague, jazz woman to the rescue indeed, for our Take 10 segment, so that she can kind of give us an idea of maybe how Jazz Appreciation Month came about and why we should even appreciate the music of jazz. And finally, our phone guest will have a moment to comment and ask questions. And our Black librarian will be on tap, and he has a new magazine that he's going to feature and tell us how we can get a hold of it and how it came about in its creation. So don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked. Our student host, Walter Pierce, is on the line and about to chime in. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. And to get the show started, I want to start off with the diamond. And history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, as Mr. Bay just mentioned, my diamond will be on John Amos. And he was born on December 27, 1939. And he was first employed as an advertising copywriter, a social worker at a New York's Vera Institute of Justice. And he was also an American and Canadian semi-professional football player. A stand-up comic on the Greenwich Village circuit, the work eventually took him west and ultimately led to his hiring as a staff writer on a musical show in 1969. Making his legit stage debut in a 1971 LA production on the comedy Norman, Is That You? John went on to earn a Los Angeles Drama Critics nomination for Best Actor. As such, he formed his own theater company and producer Norman, Is That You? On tour. The following year, he returned to New York to take his first Broadway bow and Tough to Get Help. By this time, he had secured secondary work on the classic The Mary Tyler Moore Show in 1970 as Gordy the Weatherman. His character remained open, and however, he left the show after three discouraging seasons. On the bright side, he won recurring role in a sporadically unemployed husband of maid Florida Evans, played by Esther Rolle, on Norman Lear's Maude in 1972, starring Bea Arthur. The two characters were spun off into their own popular series as the parental leads in Good Times. Good Times was a family sitcom that took place in Chicago's ghetto high-rise, initially prided itself as being the first network series ever to be created by African Americans. But subsequent episodes were taken over by others, and John was increasingly disgruntled by the lack of quality of the scripts and the direction Lear was taking the show. Once focused on the importance of family values, it was shifting more and more towards the silly antics of Jimmy Walker, who was becoming a runaway hit on the show as the aimless, egotistical, jive-talking teenager son, JJ. John began frequently clashing with the higher-ups, and by 1976, he was released from the series. Amos rebounded quickly, however, when he won the Emmy-nominated role as the adult Kunta Kinte in the groundbreaking epic miniseries Roots, one of the most powerful TV features ever to hit television. It was the TV role of his career, but he found other quality roles for the other black actors extremely difficult to come by. He tried his best to avoid the dim-headed lugs and crime-motivated characters that came his way. Along with a few parts, the mini-movie Willa and the films The Beastmaster and Coming to America, he had to endure the mediocre guest spots on The Love Boat and The A-Team. John also toiled through a number of action-themed films that focused more on grit and testosterone than talent. He also went on to directing, and for that, in 1985, the play Split Second earned him an NAACP Award as Best Actor. He also received fine reviews in a Berkshire Theater Festival production of The Boys Next Door. And he will also end up producing many other types of Broadway films and productions as well. And in recent years, you know, John has been enjoying reoccurring parts in The West Wing and The District, and more recently appearing in the offbeat series Men in Trees in 2006. And again, you know, John Amos, again, is actually from New Jersey, so he is somebody who was from the area. You know, shout out to him for that. You know, he's still alive. I believe he's 81 years old. And yeah, again, shout out John Amos. And that concludes my segment on diamonds. And I hope everybody, you know, learned something about a person who came up in our community and was in one of the first African-American created shows, Good Times, that I believe a lot of people actually watched and enjoyed as well. But it was just sad how it had to end with him, because he played such a good part in that show. And, you know, he still was successful in creating and starring in other TV shows, as mentioned as well. So he still had a very good career. And again, you are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU. This is student host Walter Pierce on Quest Youth Radio.
Broadway play, later adopted into a movie, The Raisin in the Sun. The family did move into a house, and they did have a bit of upward mobility. But in good times, they just never got out of the project. And I just know so many people that lived in the projects that actually did move out. And maybe that was John Amos's issue with the sitcom and the writer. And so they just eventually just wrote them out. But that being said, I turn it back over to you, Walter.
All right, thank you. And to go on to my next segment, I would like to start with a definitions. And this segment provides the listener with words in their meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. Now, for my definition for today, it is invest. And the definition for invest is to expend money with the expectation of achieving a profit or material result by putting it into financial schemes, shares, or property, or using it to develop a commercial venture. Now, when you hear that definition, or even if you heard the word invest, you automatically think of things like the stock market or different types of hedge funds that you could put your money into, like retirement funds, you know, college funds, things like that, that are being put in for a good return that you're hoping for. And, you know, me and Mr. Bay, we talked about investing on a couple of occasions, and we're all on the same page that we believe that it is an idea that everybody should do. And I mean, it is something that everybody should actually participate in, even though, you know, it's a high risk, but high reward, as we said. But that's the only, that's a huge way for people to double on some, on a material that they have, or money, as you could say. When you invest money into things like stocks or bonds, you know, you're hoping for an you're hoping for a return, and you're most likely going to get a return on that money. So participating in things like that are something that is a good financial decision. And something that a lot of people think about is just to have your money just saved, like sitting in a savings or checking account. But the thing is, most of the time, they don't really invest it into things like stocks or bonds, and they just sit it in there and just keep trying to, you know, build up money and save. But a problem with that is inflation. And, you know, over time, money starts to lose value. So if you just have money sitting, you know, making no interest, or you're not investing it into anything, you're not really making money at a point, at a certain point. You're really sometimes losing money. You're losing value in that money. So that is one reason why investing is very important, so that your money could really never lose value. And also, you know, when I talk about interest as well, that is something that is very important. And, you know, a lot of people actually have that in their things like retirement savings or for their kids, you know, college funds, because it allows your money to grow, you know, while it's sitting in an account allows your money to gain interest so it could add on to the amount of money it already is. And that, you know, that right there is, you know, my short lesson on investing. But, you know, it's a lot more to it, and you really have to understand how the market moves, and you have to understand how much you should really put in depending on the amount you have, and making sure that you use it smartly so that you could get a good return. But, you know, another way when I hear invest, you know, I hear the slogan, I guess you could say, you know, invest in yourself. You know, a lot of people use that, or bet on yourself. And, you know, that is something when I hear that, I think about a person, you know, really believing in their head that what they're doing and what they want to achieve in their goal is something that could happen. So they invest the time, they invest the money that they have so that they can achieve this goal. And that is a slogan that everybody should live by if they want to be able to achieve a certain goal that they really have in mind. You know, you have to bet on yourself, invest in yourself. You have to do those things to be able to achieve that goal. And that's just a different perspective when I hear invest as well. But I also want to give everybody else's take. And, you know, I want to give your take also, Mr. Bay, because, you know, we talked about investing on multiple occasions. So can you just give your views to the audience of what do you think about investing?
Well, absolutely. First of all, investing in yourself is primary. And second of all, and most importantly, I want everyone to realize where there is no risk, there is no reward. So you must value yourself enough to infuse yourself with an education about finances so that you can get on board and travel the road of success. But remember, where there is no risk, there is no reward or success. So taking a chance on yourself is just like investing in the stock market, right? You will see returns, but you have to be willing to take that first step to, like they say, jump off the cliff and not hope, but have faith in yourself that the parachute will open. Now, I know that sounds like philosophy, but for time constraints, we're going to keep on moving. And coming up next, I have a story of encouragement that I want to share with everybody. And then we're going to get our guests on, starting with Antoinette Montague. So don't go anyplace. Keep it locked. And right now, I want to feature the bad boy himself,
the bad Keith Van Brook.
All right.
I know it's hard to resist.
And now it's time for me to remind you that you're tuned to Quest Community Vibrations live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Austin. Now, change of events is an interpretation of news as it affects the minority community from the alloys of news. It's a report on events in politics, education, law, business, religion, and science. You see, change of events reveals one interpretation of another event so that you, the Quest listenership, will know what's happening. When we talk about mental illness, mental awareness of mental illness, we talk about today a group of frogs and encouragement. Now, you're saying, well, frogs? What is this? Well, as a group of frogs was traveling through the woods, two of them fell into a deep pit. Now, when the other frogs crowded around the pit and saw how deep it was, they told the two frogs that there was no hope left for them. However, the two frogs decided to ignore what the others were saying, and they proceeded to try to jump out of the pit. Now, despite their efforts, the group of frogs at the top of the pit were still saying that they should just give up and they should never make it out, because they'll never make it out. Well, eventually, one of the frogs took heed to what the others were saying, and he gave up, falling down to his death. The other frog continued to jump as hard as he could. Again, the crowd of frogs yelled at him, "Stop! Stop! Pain! Just take the pain and die!" He jumped even harder and finally made it out of the pit. When he got out, the other frog said, "Did you hear us?" The frog explained to them that he was deaf, and he thought that they were encouraging him the entire time. Well, the moral of this particular story is people's words have a big effect on our lives. And so I want everyone out in the listening audience to think about what you say before it comes out of your mouth. It might just be the difference between life and death. And now we continue with our show and the sound.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
Now I'm
don't know much
okay,
about
now, I'm not going to wait one more time. Antoinette Montague, jazz woman to the rescue, please help us out. Good morning, first of all. How are you?
Great, bright moments. And how are you?
I'm doing good. Hopefully you can hear it in my voice.
I hear it in your voice. Also, I'm very proud of Walter and the Black librarian over there. And I'm sitting here right now with one of the world's greatest financial experts, Vicki Bracken. I'm here in Syracuse, and Walter's word today was invest, and he broke down the definition of invest. And say hello to Walter. She's like, no, no, no. But Walter, just know that absolutely we're here enjoying the show. So happy Jazz Appreciation Month to Richard Bonds Bay. Thank you for shedding a little bit more light on the idiom that belongs to you, belongs to me. It is ours, so we have to shine it up and take care of it.
Okay. So do you have any idea how did this Jazz Appreciation Month begin?
It really started because we had so many great jazz artists who were born during the month of April. Duke Ellington, Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Johnny Dodds, Lionel Hampton, Charles Mingus, Jerry Mulligan, Shorty Rogers, and the list goes on. Tito Puente, Freddie Hubbard, Randy Weston, Herbie Hancock, so many. I could go on and on and on with the jazz artists that started, their birthdays were in April. So that's phase one. And then a gentleman by the name of John actually started an official Jazz Appreciation Month that was an extension of some New Orleans folks that started Jazz Appreciation Month, and that was in 1980. With the Jazz Awareness Month that was created by the Louisiana Jazz Federation in New Orleans. And then Smithsonian National Museum, they started a Jazz Appreciation Month in 2011. But months and years before that, you know, things start out sort of organically with folks celebrating, well, let's celebrate Duke's birthday. Well, you got to put Ella in there. Well, you need to put in Tito Puente. So all over the country, those of us who are artisans of jazz celebrate our artists, both living and no longer here, that have joined the ancestors, as they always say. But I'm into the living artists because they need the sandwich, they need to eat, they need to keep their lights on, they need to continue to flourish. So happy birthday to everybody all year through, especially for the April folks that are living, that are jazz artists.
There's a saying that they said blues and rock and roll, and I'm probably getting it wrong, had a baby and they called it jazz. How'd that go?
No, out of mankind, the origins of mankind, if anybody Googles what are the origins of mankind, we'll find them in Africa. And the sand people literally with their stringed instruments invented 3/4 time, which we hear in a waltz, and a 6/8 time polyrhythm. Then we move forward to West Africa during the 16th century. And then during Middle Passage, songs were sung by the enslaved folks on those cruise, those terrible ships. They were not cruise ships at all. But the song Amazing Grace was a funeral song from West Africans, and the gentleman who wrote the songs or the lyrics to Amazing Grace claims to have decided to change his heart and no longer run the captain of slave ship no longer run these ships back and forth, but he never did pull the boat over and let anybody off. And he also made a few more trips where he garnered great resources. So we don't understand how much Africans influence music. What is Africa everything? Where is Africa everywhere? So we move from that portion of music onto Painful Plantations, where we had to work and use the music to move the workaday forward. From that, blues is invented because we, after working hard, we chose to go into create juke joints, and that's where the music from the spirituals that were invented got created. And from the blues is the roots of all commercial contemporary music. So we have rock and roll, we have jazz, we have gospel. The blues is the root, everything else is the fruit. Rock and roll is an extension of the blues played improperly by many of your rock and roll artisans today. Some of them acknowledge the roots of the blues, many of them don't. But we acknowledge it, and we have to. That's the importance of these conversations with Quest Youth Radio, is that our young will hear the conversation and understand what is their music, what is their culture, what is their legacy. And black people invent things and often toss things away so quickly, other cultures pick it up and say, this is perfectly good. Let me make a profit off of it. So we should not throw our culture away so quickly. We should hold on to it. We should support the artists. We should encourage each other.
Okay. And that gives us an idea why we need to appreciate our own music that we call jazz. And I want to add to that, I might not live in Africa, but Africa is in me. And maybe a lot of people need to learn how to adapt that. We're going to continue on with the sounds of Nina Simone. I think she is a jazz great, and also from the city of Newark, a New Jersey native. When we come back, we're going to have the Black Librarian. And Antoinette, we're going to bring you back in, so don't you go anyplace. Keep it locked. It's 89.5.
High, you know how I feel.
Quest Community Vibration.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. It's a new day, it's a new life. Oh.
All right. Welcome back. You're tuned to Quest Community Vibrations. Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio. Tamir Davis and anyone else on the line with Tamir, turn down your background music, please, right, on your TV, right? And so, Tamir, the Black Librarian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Quest Youth Radio? And I'd just like to say good morning to the world. I was just actually getting ready to sketch on my canvas. But what I would like to present today as a Black Librarian with my colleague, Tariq Bandalay, I'd like to present a magazine that he and I and a couple of colleagues had developed throughout Newark. We're fellow urban artists, also known as graffiti artists, and we started a magazine. It's called Do-Funk Magazine. And it entails hip-hop and also one of the most important elements of hip-hop, which is also known as graffiti or street art. Urban art combines the innovative style of graffiti with the life and energy of urban environments, from the iconic subway cars of the 1970s to some of today's most talented muralists. Urban art has become more than just an art style. Today, it's a modern art, and it's prominent. So you can't. I mean, I listened to Brother Walter earlier, and he brings about a very important point in terms of investment and property, and also risk management. He was talking about insurance, but also a very important part of investment is actually controlling what's called intellectual property, artwork, music, through copyright, through trademark. All that type of stuff is very important because people can actually live off their artwork and their intellectual property 76 years plus, you know, so a lot of that information is passed down to their children. So in Do-Funk Magazine, we have prominent artists, noted artists from Scheme, TMT, from musicians inside the magazine, and it's on a e-digital platform, and people have access to looking at some of our latest issues. We started last year as a quarterly magazine because there's so much great stuff and there's so much great talent, whether you're talking about music, whether you're talking about visual arts, whether you're talking about dance. And we felt it was important to capture it. And I see the hip-hop era as the same way I look at the Harlem Renaissance, where you have this zygote of talented people who are actually able to produce a new historiography or new reality. And so that if people are actually interested in looking at some of the issues or purchasing the magazine, they can actually go on our website. It's www.dofunkmedia.com. That's www.dufunkmedia.com. And you can actually look at some of the articles on the website.
Okay. Now, you brought your partner with you, Tariq. Tariq, are you on the line? And good morning to you. And go for it, Tariq. Tell me, because I always listen to the Black Librarian, but share with us your expertise and your hand-in-hand involvement in the magazine.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay, yes, sir. Good morning, everyone. My brother Tamar was saying, my name is Tariq Bandalay. I guess my area of expertise would be in the photojournalism area, where, you know, I like to tie in, you know, certain issues with photography, especially when it deals with our urban culture and urban existence. Actually, I think the sister Antoinette Montague, she spoke about the perseverance of our own history and culture, especially when it comes to music and other genres. And I think what we're doing with Do-Funk Magazine is just that. It's preserving, you know, our legacy in hip-hop music, because hip-hop music, hip-hop culture was actually started by an oppressed group of individuals in New York, Harlem, and the Bronx. And we're just doing our part to preserve that that element of our culture, our cultural expression.
Okay. All right. I'm going to cut the interview short, but before we leave, I want you to give out that information about how we find out, actually so we can view the magazine ourselves and actually check it out. Coming up next is Walter. And Walter, you can start your next segment right now of Curtains.
Thank you. And, you know, as mentioned earlier, my curtains for today is Luther Vandross. And while growing up in a public housing project on Manhattan's Lower East Side, Vandross was encouraged to pursue music by his widowed mother. He began his professional singing career on commercial jingles and background vocals and worked as a vocal arranger and songwriter, contributing Everybody Rejoice to the Broadway musical The Wiz in 1972. As a featured vocalist on the album The Glow of Love by the disco group Change, Vandross came to the attention of record executives and signed with Epic, which allowed him to write and produce his own material. In 1981, Vandross' first album for that label, Never Too Much, sold more than 1 million copies, and its title song was the number one rhythm and blues hit. So began a long string of million-selling albums that featured Vandross' distinctive baritone, precise phrasing, and romantic songs including Here and Now, for which he won his first Grammy in 1990. His 1991 album, Power of Love, and the song Power of Love, Love Power, both received Grammys, as did the song Your Secret Love in 1996. In the process, Vandross became one of the most popular artists in the crossover genre called urban contemporary music. As a producer, Vandross was responsible for successful albums for Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin, who, along with the Supremes, influenced his music. In 2003, Vandross suffered a debilitating stroke shortly before the release of what proved to be his last studio album, Dance With My Father, which earned 4 Grammy Awards, including Best R&B Album, while the title track took the award for Song of the Year. And that concludes my segment on Luther Vandross. I wanted to highlight a lot of key accolades he had in his career. You know, a lot of songs, that that still play. A lot of the songs still play to this day, and we still listen. So rest in peace, Luther Vandross. And now let's hear some songs by the one and only Luther Vandross.
Spring, winter, and fall. All the people fascinating people laugh and dance until the dawn. And we'll always be like this, flowing in the glow of love. Hey, 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 hey. In the glow of love. Gotta let them know you're our friend, reaching far to find a star, our destiny is heaven sent, making known this loving tone, we'll never part the two of us, we will always reminisce, kissing in the glow of love. When you treasure all that's new and true and gay, easy living when we're given what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love. Yeah.
Okay, you're tuned to Quest Community Vibrations live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange, and I have everyone back on the air. And just for a question or comment about today's broadcast, we're going to start with Calvin. Calvin, let it rip. What did you think? Do you have a question or a comment about today's program?
Great show as always. Happy Easter to everybody. Great commentary. Good job, everybody. Keep up the great work.
Okay. And we're going to go straight to our Black librarian. Question or comment about today's program, and give us that information on how we can get out there and see the magazine.
Well, great show, as always. It's a show of an enduring value, Quest Youth Radio. And to actually ascertain and look at the website, one can go to www.dufunkmedia.com. That is www.dufunkmedia.com. And you should be able to see some articles and what have you, and videos that are listed there as well.
Okay. Tariq, thank you for joining us. Tariq B, right? What's up, man? What did you think about today's broadcast? Do you have a question or a comment, brother?
Well, I have more of a comment. Actually, this is my first time tuning in. I had heard about the show before in the past, but this is actually my first time tuning into an entire show, and I'm very impressed. The brother Walter, he has some jewels. Antoinette Montague also has some jewels. And I'm very impressed by the show, and I do intend on tuning in from here on out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And speaking of Antoinette Montague, where are you, sweetheart? Jazz woman to the rescue, save me. A question or comment for about today's broadcast, and thank you so much.
Well, Quest Youth has been on for over, is it 35, 40 years at this point?
Yeah, but who's counting?
Well, it's always good to take note of longevity of your accomplishments and what you're trying to do. So congratulations to all of the young people who listen in to share information. And do not forget, jazz is important. Blues is important. Your history is important. So don't throw it away. This is your inheritance. This is your inheritance. Take care of your inheritance. Go out and listen to some live jazz. Right now it's being performed in many street venues, et cetera, but we'll be back again. You can check out my email, my website, AntoinetteMontague.com. Also, the last recording that I did is World Peace in the Key of Jazz. There's a great funk version of Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. Please check that out. Perhaps next week you'll put it up, Mr. Bay, and play a little bit of music from that recording, because it was made especially for our young to remind them of the music that fueled a movement. Have a great day. God bless everybody. Antoinette Montague signing off.
Okay. And Walter, close us out, because I have the sounds of Lupe Fiasco, Take a Trip to Paris and Tokyo, coming up next as we close out. Thank you very much, everyone who tuned in. Walter.
Yes. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of City Hall in South Orange. And our motto is, Quest Youth Radio is
the best youth radio.
I know, but I got to get up out of here, you know? I got to go pay these bills. I got a show to do, you know? One time for your mom. Love her, and I hate to leave her lonely. Ring, ring, went the iPhone, it was my homie. He said, let's hit Japan. If we can make them jam, we can make 100 grand. Spend it in the south of France, nothing further. I jump, grab my go-yard trunk. Get ready to walk it out like Unk in my jumping and chucks. That's when I heard murder. You're killing me and filling me with sorrow. Sunrise, goodbyes, and missing you tomorrow. I turn to see my dream love, supreme queen. Ain't a thing gonna sing, cry. I drop my bags in the flash. That's faster than 180 on that dash, sir. To dry your tears and wipe the rain from my dear like dash shirt. Use the dame who's the username to all my passwords. The reason I get fly is Ivan Jasper. I even keep your picture in my passport. Love, love.